meeting is now being recorded.
Let's start in about a minute. And for those who are listening to this recording, know that you've got about a minute.
I paused the recording, Aubrey. Sorry about that. I started it just to make sure and put it
on. Okay, then.
I didn't forget.
Joining the meeting.
Anna Austin.
Joining the meeting.
Jeff Newman.
And unfortunately, I had turned off announcements just to let everyone know. And it doesn't look like the turn-off announcement has worked at this time, but I'll continue working on that. And I apologize for any inconvenience the announcements will cause for this first meeting. And Aubrey, should we go ahead and begin then?
Yes, in fact, I was just saying that with myself muted.
One moment, let me go ahead and officially begin the recording.
Joining the meeting.
Start with a little introduction. One moment, please.
Yes, pardon me for interrupting. This is the conference operator, Terry.
Yes.
Just wanted to let you know that I tried to reach out to Cheryl. Unfortunately, she's unable to join the call today.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. I'll go ahead and resume at this time. One moment, please. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to the new GTLD Subsequent Procedures Subteam Track 1 Overall Process Support Outreach Issue Call, taking place on Tuesday, the 16th of August, 2016 at 1500 UTC. In the interest of time, there will be no roll call as we have quite a few participants. Attendance will be taken by the Adobe Connect room. So if you are only on the audio bridge, could you please let yourselves be known now? Hearing no names, I would like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for recording purposes, and to please keep your phones and microphones on mute when not speaking to avoid any background noise. With this, I'll turn it back over to Aubrey. Please begin.
Thank you. This is Aubrey speaking. Welcome to this first meeting of Track 1, in fact, of any of the track work in the new GTLD Subsequent Procedures PDP Working Group. First thing we have was to review the agenda. So in the agenda, we're going to then, first one is discuss SOI and the like, look at the list of participants. Then two, we'll move into picking leadership for this subteam. As I say, I'm chairing this one session, but have full expectations of not chairing any of the future sessions. The third item will be discussion on the meeting schedule and the time slots we've got and such. The fourth will be walking through the work items for the subteam, more of a clarification walkthrough than a substantive walkthrough. We have lots of times for the substantive discussions in future meetings. And then any other business, if indeed we have finished the next to the last item. Does anybody have any comments or changes they'd like to see in this first agenda? Seeing none, hearing none, I'll move on with it. Okay, so as I said, the first thing was discussion of SOIs. There's not too much to say on that, in that in checking, it seems that all the participants in this meeting currently have an SOI, not for me to decide that they are currently. So I'd like to ask everyone to make sure that you keep your SOI current and that you let it be known when you have changed it. Okay. If there's nothing else on SOI, I'll quickly move on to to the next item, which is picking leadership. I believe you've got Freak Rolling on this list. You see who's on the list. We basically need to pick at least one person who basically shares responsibilities. We're calling it, a team leader, a track leader, whatever. And it doesn't need to be just one. It can be co's, or you can come up with a notion of, vice leaders, though that does sound weird. Now, just to go through the responsibilities, they include coordinating the efforts of the group. And the next one is commuting the status of the team to the rest of the leadership team and the full working group. And then groups participate in a weekly, not necessarily weekly, sometimes it's every other week, leadership call to keep the work moving and coordinated. It's working with the staff and working group co-chairs as needed to get the work done, which includes developing content for full working group meetings and reports. And it's acting, and this is the sort of conditions of taking on this role, it's acting with neutrality towards the sub-team participants and the issues being dealt with within the group in an effort to help the group come to consensus on preliminary recommendations. All recommendations will be brought to the full group for discussion and possible approval as PDP working group recommendations. So there was not much discussion on the list. There were no volunteers that I saw on the list. So I'd like to open it up first. Any questions, clarifications that anyone have, but also simultaneously to either volunteer for the spot, someone that, is very interested in the topics, has probably already read what they are, and is willing to take on this role, or indeed nominate someone else. We have some people that may be shy about putting themselves forward. So do I see any hands or volunteers for this at the moment? Look at the names. I will wait. I don't plan to move on from this until we've got something in here. So I see lots of people with the skills. I see lots of people who have led before. Anyone? See, no one is speaking up. I hear no one is speaking up. Suppose I can read down the list and ask each one of you individually if you're willing to take on the role, if necessary. Should I start reading through the list then? Okay. Alexander Schubert, are you willing to take over the leadership role in this group? Okay, I see a hand. Donna, please.
Thanks, Avery. Is there some other way that we can do this other than trying to shame somebody into taking a leadership role? Can we have
We could just pick someone. First of all, I don't think it's shaming anyone, but perhaps being able to answer no. I don't know. It was open on the list. No one volunteered. Leaving it open now is perhaps just going to leave us with another week of silence. I do not want to be in the position of needing to chair yet further of these things, and I really do believe that we need to find someone. So I can wait a little longer. If you don't think I should read through the list, then perhaps I won't, but I really do think we need to get somebody to volunteer in this call. And, you know, we have four of these to deal with, and we really do need to get started on it.
I take your point, Avery. Okay, I guess at this point I'm a no. I'm not volunteering to do this.
Okay, thank you. I won't go through your name. I got the thing, reading through names may be shaming. So I perhaps ask each one to look at your name and look at whether you're willing to take on a role in this. Jeff, I see you're on the list. Perhaps as co-chairs, we should consult on this with a group here. Obviously, I do not want to spend the whole meeting quiet. I'm really loath to move on, and I'm wondering if you have any suggestions on how we should proceed with this.
Yeah, this is Jeff Newman. I'm looking at the list as we see it, there are 22 participants on the call, and how many? There are 35 that are on the list, something like that, a little more. I'm wondering if there's anybody that's on the list that is not on this call that maybe I don't want to appoint, obviously, because that's not, you know, you don't appoint the person that's not here. Although Rubens did point out on the chat that Krista Taylor may have volunteered. When filling up names for this work track. Sarah is stepping up here on the chat.
Yeah, I see no one stepping. Oh, someone's stepping up? Ah, Sarah. Thank you. Does anyone object to Sarah taking the co-chairing? And we'll try to find someone else for her to work with. Sarah, are you willing to, we'll continue working with you to find a co-chair, but in the meantime, are you willing to be named a co-chair with co-chair pending? Okay, thank you. It enables me to move on. Thank you very much. And we can talk more later. And still, I encourage people, and we'll send out a message to the list indicating that we did have a volunteer co-chair, but that we still need a person to another person to co-chair. So thank you, Sarah. And with that, if there's no objection, I will move on. Yes, Sarah, we're more than happy to help you. We will be, you know, we will have a mailing list and we have the periodic meetings. And either Jeff or I will be sitting in on every one of these sessions, if not both of us, ready to lend a hand if it's asked for. So thank you again. Okay, and moving on. If there are no hands, I've seen none so far. Okay. So now the next thing is discussion on the sub-team meeting schedule. And this is just the beginning of this discussion. We have set, I guess, and I'm actually told that we have three time slots that we've set as possible. I'm wondering if either Emily or Julie wants to give a rundown on where we're at with scheduling these meetings.
Okay. Hi, Aubrey. This is Emily. I think where we landed was that we had we were looking at the potential for doing Tuesday, alternating between 1500 and 20 UTC. So that's 3 p.m. and 8 p.m.
Okay, thank you. Okay. So that's where it stands at the moment. I haven't seen any objections to that yet. Hopefully we will not have many people that can't make most of those meetings. Are there any issues on that particular schedule at this point? And at the moment, our plan is to schedule these every other week, and in a rotating schedule with the other tracks, where there will be 2 to 3 meetings of this, of the entire PDP working group a week. The 4 meetings will get moved to every other week, and each of the tracks will be every other week. And so hopefully we can get the work to move on that way. Are there any issues on the scheduling of meetings? Any discussion that people would like to have on that?
Yeah,
yes, Jeff.
Yeah, I think for this first month, though, I think because we separated the tracks, the first meetings for over 3 weeks, I think the next meeting of this track might not be actually until 3 weeks from now.
I think you're right. Yes, thank you.
Yeah. But after that, it should be, yes, every other week is the default.
And, of course, the group will be able to decide whether it needs to do meetings more often or at a certain point even less often, you know, at different stages of the work, once, you know, the community comment for this track is out. There may be times, there'll certainly be times around the face-to-face meetings when the schedule may change. Okay. Any more discussion on the schedule? If not, we'll go with that as the operating schedule, with the ability to talk about it more as time goes on. Okay, the next piece of the agenda is working through the work items for that, and it's good that we've still got a good bulk of the time left for it. We're going to walk through this time just to make sure that we're clear on the topics. One of the things
joining
for
the
group members to start.
Sarah Bakke.
Hi. Welcome again. So one of the first things is to walk through the work items for the sub-team. And by the way, never conceived of picking a co-chair and then all of a sudden dumping on the meeting on them. Definitely I'll continue with this one, just in case there was doubt. So the tasks is the group needs to look at how you want to work through the tasks. There is a schedule. You've got that showing in front of you, and you might want to go to the page for track one. Yes, that's showing. And you'll look at the moment that the schedule is sequential. It's got dates on. So among the things that the group's going to need to look at is, do you want to proceed through things in this order? Do you want to proceed through things in this kind of sequential nature? And also look at the timings that have been given on these. Look at it. It's one of the requests we're going to have from the group, you know, immediately, but in a few weeks, is to adjust these schedules so that instead of just having this initial schedule, we've got something that is realistic and that the group has a certain amount of buy-in to it. Obviously, schedules change, things take longer, things take shorter, so we will be reviewing the schedules as time goes on. But in the first instance, we really do need to get a more considered view by the folks that will actually be doing the work. So that's one thing. So you'll look at the priority. Is there prioritization in this that needs to happen? Not to be discussed today necessarily, but certainly an item for the group to refine it in any way. Are these block items here sufficient? Do they need to be subdivided? Do some need to be added or grouped in with others? So there's all kinds of considerations this group can look at when looking at the process of doing this. As I say, the schedule is there and that. So, should I start working through the titles? Yeah, first of all, does anyone have any questions to ask about this first bit, about the schedule, about the kinds of things? Yes, Donna, please.
Thanks, Avery. Donna Austin. This is probably a question for you and Jeff, and it's related to the request that we received from the board, or that the GNSO Council received for the board about, you know, what's on the critical path to next round and what's not, and whether, you know, how is the working group going to have that discussion? Because it kind of strikes me that perhaps one of the first things this group needs to do is have a look in terms of, you know, that question about what do we think is on the critical path and what can be put aside. So I'd just be interested to understand from you and Jeff how we intend to respond to that board request, given it's directly.
Okay, thanks. Thank you. I'll pass the floor to Jeff in a moment. I think one of the things is it's going to need to be discussed at the full group at some point. And in fact, as I understand it, the GNSO Council has yet to discuss how it wants to deal with it. We even have questions of whether the entire PDP comes as a package or whether indeed we are going to be mandated to start slicing and dicing deliveries on it. Jeff, please.
Yeah, I think, this is Jeff Newman. Aubrey started to answer the question. Basically, Donna, we sent a note to Paul as our liaison, McGrady, to initiate the discussion within the council, because it's really up to the council to let us know, A, if you want to respond to Steve Crocker's letter, B, how you want to respond. In other words, you could say to Steve, we're passing this on to the working group for their input. And so we sent a note to Paul to hopefully he sent it on to the council or will soon, to get council's view that they want us as the working group, as the full working group, to address those questions. We would like to, as the subject matter experts in this, being the full working group, it's our preference, Aubrey and I had a discussion that we'd like the matter referred to us, but obviously it's for the council to do that. And then at that time, if the matter is referred to us, each of the tracks, I think I agree with you, will have to engage in, the full group will have to discuss it, but eventually each of the work tracks will have to then prioritize if the full working group wants to get into that exercise.
Thanks.
So I know that's kind of a roundabout way.
And just to add one bit to what Jeff said, part of the initial task of the group of working your schedule and your priorities may indeed be the first step to being able to answer that once, you know, you all have discussed exactly how you're working this. So any other questions on that or any other part of this before we start walking through the topic? As I said, the issues that I brought up are just to keep at the back of your mind while we're thinking about these. And I expect you as a group will come, as a sub-team, as a track, will come back to these. Okay. Seeing no hands, hearing no voices. Okay, did see a note, agree with Michael on the schedule, could be different, difficult for the APAC participants. So this is going back to a previous topic. Okay, thanks. And so we can talk about that more on the list. There, as I understand it, there was a third possible time in the rotation, and we have talked about the necessity to share pain in these groups in terms of timings of call. So if we look at the balance of the group and we look at the timings, it may be reasonable to bring in another time, but yes. Okay, so now moving on to the list of topics on the workstream overall process and support, which is in, I don't know if we have it ready to show, but let me see. But it is at, but there's the list that we've got on the wiki page of the items that this group is dealing with. So basically, work track one, overall process, support, outreach. So dealing with principles A and C, recommendations 1, 9, 10, 12, and 13, implementation guidance A, B, C, D, E, M, N, O, and Q from the original GNSO recommendations, and then new topics, different TLD types, application submission limits, and variable fees. Okay, so that is up there. So the first one of these is the competition, consumer trust, and consumer choice. Now, there is the CCT ongoing at the moment. We maintain a liaison with that team. We have many of the members of that team participating. I do not see the Carlos, who is that liaison, on this meeting, but I know that he has a conflicting meeting in this time slot. So I don't know whether he sent formal apologies, but indeed his apologies should be listed for that, because he did tell me that he had a conflicting meeting. So that's definitely one. But this group does need to take those recommendations, those comments, those review points that show up in that report into consideration as part of its work. Stopping on that bullet to see if there's a hand? No. Okay, moving to the next point. Application guidebook. Is the application guidebook the right implementation of the GNSO recommendation? If so, can it be improved to ensure that it meets the needs of multiple audiences? For example, applicants, those monitoring the policy implementation, registry service providers, escrow providers, et cetera, and it's obviously a very partial list. Any questions or clarifications related to that item? No? Okay. Moving to the next bullet. Clarity of application process. How can the application process avoid developing properties on an as-needed basis? For example, clarifying question process, change request process, customer support, etc. Again, just a partial list. Any comments or questions, clarifications on that item? Moving through these quickly. Accreditation programs. As there appears to be a limited set of technical service and escrow providers, would the program benefit from an accreditation program for full third-party service providers? If so, would this simplify the application process with a set of pre-qualified providers to choose from? Are there other impacts that an accreditation program may have on the application process? Now, that one we have already started to talk about in the full group, but believe that at this point, with the work of this group starting, that this discussion largely needs to continue in this space. And this is definitely one of the issues that we have sort of said, there's the possibility of developing a parallel process. From what I understand, there's a possibility that staff itself may be looking at a parallel development these in terms of the current new GTLD program and the changes that go on there. So there may indeed be some value in dealing with this as a parallel activity. That discussion, as I said, has gone on. There's a certain amount of history on it. There's a certain amount of transcript that can be brought into this group on the accreditation program discussion. Are there any clarification points on that at this point? Seeing no hands, hearing no voices, I will continue to go on. Okay. So the next point is systems. How can the systems used to support the new GTL program, such as TAS, Centralized Zone Data Service, Portal, etc., be made more robust, user-friendly, and better integrated? Any questions on that one? Any clarification needed on that particular topic? No hands. Quiet group today. Application fees. Evaluate accuracy of cost estimates and or review the methodology to develop the cost model while still adhering to the principle of cost recovery. Examine how payment process can be improved. Okay. Now I see a message from Kurt. Does that apply? How do these items tie to the items of schedule we had earlier? Each one of these items should map to an item listed in the schedule. It seems to me, hold on, I need to move the screen. It seems to me that each item on the schedule, application fees, can be scheduled and addressed. I'm not sure we could schedule or even fully address a work item entitled, is the AGB the right implementation of the GNSO policy? That item and others are not sufficiently defined in order to plan our work. Good comment. Thank you. So that means that basically looking at these and going further in terms of defining them. And you may be right that the question of AGB being the right implementation is different, for example, than what changes need to be made to the AGB in terms of dealing with all of these issues. The AGB certainly is an issue that covers, but there is basically, there's also the basic decision that a recommendation needs to be made on is the AGB the right base for us to be starting from? I think the presumptive answer is yes, but I think it is also something that needs to be discussed and needs to be, put down in a initial issues, initial recommendation and needs to be reviewed by the community. So I think the question remains. I think there may be a presumptive answer, which this group should discuss and recommend. And then, obviously, that being the case, or if that is the case, then it's discussing how it would change. So I don't know if anybody wants to step back to that one and deal with either Kurt's comment or my attempts to put some clarification into how to deal with it. Yes, Kurt, please.
So maybe the way to approach this is to take these individual bullet points and ask ourselves the question, how do we schedule this work so we, are we able to plan it out? And if the answer is no, then we take that first bullet about the applicant guidebook being the right implementation. And the first bit of work we do is, divide that question up. And some of them are absorbed by the bullet items below, and there's certain others. But if we can't easily schedule the work, saying this will take, you know, a week or a month to discuss, then we should rewrite that bullet item so we can put a point on it.
Okay, thanks. I think in terms of the bullet items, they sort of are a guideline, but I think that the group should certainly cut up it does the work in any way that suits and that works. I think with the charter being what the charter is, we will need to answer all these bulleted questions, and it won't necessarily be eliminating the bullet, but we will be answering it with amplifications, and the work could have indeed been done in many other ways. So I think I'm saying yes, but as part of the charter, the bullet remains, but we work on it in a way that suits the subgroup and the full group. Going on, okay, going back to systems, were there any comments on systems? And thank you, Kurt, I think that was an important point in terms of dividing between what bullets we come in with and how work is done. Okay, moving on to the next one, application fees. Or did we cover that one already? Yes, we did cover the cost model. Were there any? I read it, and then I started reading from comments. So I never gave people a chance to comment on the application fees and the cost estimates, et cetera. Okay. Communications. Examine access to and content within knowledge base as well as communication methods between ICANN and the community. Any questions or clarifications on that one? Okay. Application queuing. Review whether first-come, first-served guidance remains relevant, and if not, whether another mechanism is more appropriate. Any clarification questions, comments? Moving on. Application submission period. Is 3 months the proper amount of time? Is the concept of a fixed period of time for accepting applications the right approach? Okay, get a message from Rudin, which I think is a good point for all of the subgroups to think about. And as you said, I think that this and all work tracks should sort out policy issues from implementation issues so we can move faster on both kinds of issues. Thank you. I especially like the comment in that it says there's work to be done on both in terms of implementation guidelines and policy recommendations, but indeed they are different and may indeed have different work pace or work timings, et cetera. Any comments? Okay. Support for applicants from developing economies. Development. Evaluate effectiveness of the applicant support program to assess if the criteria were properly designed, outreach sufficient, monetary support sufficient. In particular, was there enough outreach to developing economies to contribute to the design and nature of the process, and two, to ensure awareness of the opportunity afforded? This is a fairly large item here. Yes, Tom, I see your hand.
Thank you, Avery. Tom Dale from the GAC Secretariat for the record. Just a suggestion that the issue may extend beyond just the applicant support program, given that there are a significant number of ICANN-based activities focused on capacity building or for underserved regions, and there may be some crossover between some of those activities on underserved regions, which ICANN puts a lot of resources into, and the very specific applicant support program, which was, of course, just for the new GTLD program. So I'm just wondering whether it might extend a little bit to beyond just the that specific program to some broader initiatives and how effective they've been. It's just an idea. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. I think also when you take into account some of the comments that have come from the GAC and elsewhere on the issue of developing countries, and I know that ALAC also did some work looking at this a few years ago, there may be indeed extra content that comes into this first bullet, which says support for applicants for developing countries. And each of those things after the colon is one of those, and I don't think it is necessarily meant to be an exclusive list of issues that develop. So indeed, capacity building programs, those that are much further along now than they were in the past, may indeed be significant components of the discussion. So thank you. Any other comments on the support for applicants from developing countries? Okay, moving on. Variable fees. Should the new GTLD application fee be variable based upon such factors as application type? For example, the open versus closed issue, multiple identical applications, or other factor? Any points or clarification items that somebody would like to bring up on this one? Okay. We have then miscellaneous ways to provide comment and role of public comment. Now, that one's in red, and I'm not really sure what that significance is. I think that is an issue for all teams. I know that this team, this track, will need to be doing a community comment on the process, but the issue may also apply to during the application process itself. I'm assuming in this case it's probably more to do with how comments are requested, encouraged, and dealt with during the application procedure itself, but I don't want to forget about the process of developing these recommendations either. Any comments on that? Well, we've moved through these quite quickly. So anyway, that's certainly the starting list. There may be, as you are working through these, as you're doing the kind of subdivision that Bert mentioned might be needed in terms of taking one of these bullets and dividing it into the items on the schedule. And by the way, those items on the schedule can also be added to. It's not that's the fixed, that's the first set of scheduled line items. Should this group feel that those are wrong and need to be reworded, should the group think that there should be more of them or that they should have subcomponents, that's all within the subgroup's purview. As you look at your work, you look at your priorities, you look at your schedules, and decide how you're going to proceed with this work over the course of the year. As you can see from the schedule, in the larger schedule, this work was conceived of as being done within this year. Now, you may be able to accelerate. It may take longer. That's something that you need to look at, and also time will be a factor in determining. There also, should we go down the process that Donna alluded to before of sort of saying, instead of delivering an entire PDP, we are mandated by the council to somehow deliver something else, something in chunks or what have you, then, you know, that schedule would also then be adapted to deal with those issues based upon the kind of judgments that you've all made in prioritizing the work and defining the schedule in allocating, you know, also, you know, issues as were mentioned by Ruben, those that are implementation guidance versus those that are principal or policy recommendation. So, having said all that, excuse me, having talked most of the time, are there any, before moving on to any other business, are there any other questions, issues? Is there anything that was missing from the list that people think needs to be dealt with? We'll also be looking at the comments that come out of community comment one that's currently underway and actually should be finished real soon now, to see whether items came up in there that the full group either feel need to be put in the list of work items for this group, or that this group sat and says, oh yeah, that item is one of ours, you know, it fits in with the other work we're doing, etc. Okay, I see a comment from Ruben. There is an IFA work track 2 marked for moving to work track 1. TLD rollout. Was adequate time allowed for rollout of TLD? When should occurring fees due to ICANN begin? Suggestion to move this topic to track 1. We should agree or disagree, and if agree, incorporated. Thank you, Rubens, for putting that question on. Yeah, it does seem like one this group should look at. And we should also see, though, after the first discussion of track 2, whether that sentiment remains. But beyond that, yes, I think that's a good point to have made. Thank you. Any other comments on the work items? If not, Jeff is typing. Yes, okay. Jeff, who is chairing the first of the Work Track 2 meetings, will make sure that's covered. Okay, so moving on to any other business. Is there any questions that came up earlier in the meeting that you didn't attend? Anyone ready to stand up to be co-chair with Sarah? Now that you've seen the wonderful list of work and been motivated to jump in? No? Okay, I will post that on the list, as I said. Seeing no hands, seeing nobody typing anything, I say we get 11 minutes of our day back. I thank you all. Please use the list. I'm very grateful to Sarah. And thank you. And thank you to Emily and Julia. Goodbye.
Once again, the meeting has been adjourned. Thank you very much for joining. Please remember to disconnect all remaining lines and have a wonderful rest of your day.